Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi there. Hello. Hi, Jenna. How are you?
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Monday morning means it's book time again on Loose Reads. What a book have you bought for us today?
Well, for me, it's book time all the time, but it's book time at BFM on Mondays, which is really cool. So this morning, I'm reviewing This Mortal Boy by Fiona Kidman. So Dame Fiona Kidman, she is like part of the old guard of New Zealand writing. She's written over 30 books, poetry, short
dame,
stories.
Dame, did you say?
She is a dame.
Goodness me.
High praise. And her newest book is the fictionalized story of this man called Albert Black. And he's known as Paddy in the book. And he was the second last person to be hanged in New Zealand in 1955.
Wow. What possesses someone to write a story about that?
I know. There is this... I'll get it. So I'll tell you more about him first. So he was a teenage Irish immigrant who came to New Zealand.
So he's a real person. So is it a fictional story about a real...
Fictionalized...
Oh, is it fictionalized?
What do you call it? Like, it's a true story, but it's fictionalized.
Oh. I thought it was like a...
It's like a dramatisation, but in a book.
So he... Yeah, so it's not a... what do you call it? Non-fiction book.
Yeah.
True story.
True story.
But it's based on a true story.
Based on a true story. That's where we're at. And so he came to New Zealand on his own, and he ended up in Auckland where he lived...
That's how it starts.
Lived on Wellesley Street, socialised at this place called Ye Olde Barn Cafe on Queen Street, and that was across the road from the town hall. And that was open 24 hours a day, and it was an infamous hangout for bodgies and widgies.
What was it called?
Ye Olde Barn Cafe.
And what year are we talking?
So 50s, in the early 50s.
So it really wasn't ye olde, like medieval.
Yeah.
It was just,
And it had a jukebox.
All of that old stuff. This is that era that we hear about, hey? That sort of, I don't know, you ever talked about, oh yeah, the bodgies.
Bodgies and widgies.
Yeah, well, that sort of stuff.
That's actually not a term I've heard before.
Isn't that? That used to be like a youth sub. Genre, subculture, sort of thing.
And there was kind of this moral panic amongst older people, and they would talk about the bodgies and widgies and what are we going to do about them. So he ends up in this quite tense relationship.
Hang them by the sound of it.
He ends in a quite tense relationship with this other man who comes and stays at the boarding house that he's at, and this guy is called Johnny McBride, but that turns out not to be his real name. But they had a few blows and quite a, like, just... some altercations that ended with Albert Black stabbing McBride in the neck at Ye Olde Barn Cafe and killing him. And so he was convicted of murder and sentenced to death in just this window of time where the death penalty had been reinstated. So the Labour government removed it.
So the 50s?
Yeah, so Labour government removed it in 1941, and then it was reinstated by the National government in 1950, and then it was abolished again in 1957. So it was just this
little
window of terrible timing, and he was hanged at Mount Eden Prison just 5 months after the murder.
Wow.
So, super dark story, and it's expertly weaved. So we hear about before the murder, and we hear about Albert's time in Nai Nai. He went to Wellington first and met a family there and lived with them, moved to Auckland, partying, meeting all these people around. And these are sliced in with the trial and points of views from jury members, lawyers, witnesses, prison staff, and politicians. And we also read about the whole thing happening from his parents' point of view back in Ireland. And she really captures the distance and helplessness of his family as they're getting these telegrams being like,
oh my gosh.
It's just super dark, and I found it really sad.
Death sentence, stop.
So did she talk to all the people involved, or did she get snippets from...
You can tell the author, Fiona Kidman, has done so much research. She is so invested in this story.
Yeah.
And she really believes that he should have been charged with manslaughter.
Yeah.
When they describe the execution itself, it's based on a young reporter's witness account, and she uses some of his words from that. And so, yeah, you have... It feels so real, like it's so human. Mm. And you really, this guy was just so young, and he was part of the Blitz when he was a kid, and his dad was away at war, and he found this community here. And then because of this kind of moral panic over the bodgies, widgies, and making examples of people.
Plus, he stabbed that guy in the neck.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. So he did kill somebody, but I think it wasn't premeditated.
Frowned upon. Yeah. Frowned upon.
Frowned upon. Yeah. So reading this book is kind of like when you watch Titanic, and you know what's going to happen.
What made you read the book? Like, was it because it was Fiona Kidman? Is that your first sort of?
Yeah,
I know you're a prolific book reader, but I mean, you also work in a bookshop and are a book enthusiast, so you've got many options, you know?
I do have many options. I was really interested.
You do like
in
a bit of a dirty crime novel, though, don't you?
Yeah, like
I feel like it's quite intriguing. Like, I'm sort of sitting here being like, I want to know what the story was prior to him leading up to that point of being, and then to be hung so soon after.
Yeah, like 5 months.
It happening
months.
Is like quite. Yeah.
It was sort of, yeah, just before Christmas. And so, yeah, that's like the Titanic thing. You know what's going to happen, but somewhere in hope you just think, maybe it'll be different and the story will be different.
I reckon if you stab someone in the neck, it doesn't really... The fact that it was just before Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
You weren't going to get it wasn't going to be a great Christmas regardless, you know?
So there's sort of these... these things that happen, like kind of odd witness accounts, perhaps the way that he was moved after he was stabbed. Maybe that could have helped.
Quite. Because you were saying that there were altercations before. There's the chance that it could have been self-defense. Would that be an argument of it? Or
maybe
is that
provocation.
Wild times, apparently.
Wild times. Yeah. And so, because, you know, obviously we're based in Auckland, so picturing that and you think... in the horror of the hangings that were happening at Mount Eden Prison and how that affected the staff around them. So she really managed
to soon after World War II and death en masse there. But does it paint a pretty cool picture of Auckland? Like, I mean, transported to that time?
I think it's sounds pretty fun.
It's also interesting that it's fiction because it's... If she's done all this research and talked to all these people, a lot of the accounts of what she's saying will be true. So in a sense, it's like kind of like not a biography because it's not just about Albert, but like...
Biofiction,
yeah,
I guess. But she does puts words in people's mouth, I guess, and really imagines what's happening. She's had... I don't want to give too much away because there's some quite cool, interesting stuff that happens that lead to... stuff about his family and
heavy interesting topic. Big book to read.
Easy to read. It's actually really easy to read and it's really
how
compelling.
Long did it take you?
Maybe 3 days.
Yeah, you've got superpowers when it comes
to
reading.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's very fast.
I was reading something else at the same time.
Oh my god.
Well, one eye and on that one and one on the other, like totally. like a dolphin would sleep. Yeah, sure.
But she makes no secret about where her sympathies lie, so perhaps someone else could write a book from the other point of view. And so I found it really engaging, very sad, and it catches a really strong sense of the time. The facts are there, but they're incredibly human. And I want to shout out to Penguin, the publisher, for the bold cover design, because previous books of Fiona Kidman's have been quite sort of feminine covers, and I think the cover's really, really cool.
So the book's called This Mortal Boy.
But This Mortal Boy, published by Penguin New Zealand, $38, and it's on the shelves now, and it's just a really great read.
Couldn't get a more sparkling recommendation than that. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.